This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. On this day, 50 years ago, a balsa wood raft known as the Contiki landed on a reef in the South Pacific.
The raft had set sail from Peru in April of 1947. The expedition was led by an ambitious Norwegian named Thor Heyerdahl.
You know, it's on this day 60 years ago, not 50 years ago. Anyway, that raft was carried west on this Humboldt Current because he believed that the Polynesian islands had been settled by ancient peoples from South America. His Contiki trip was a way of providing that people from proving that people from pre-Columbian Peru really could have carried out a voyage deep into the Pacific.
Heyerdahl wrote a best-selling book about his adventure and a documentary film about it won an Oscar in 1951.
Thor Heyerdahl died 5 years ago, but I once interviewed him for the National Geographic Radio Expedition series. On this anniversary, we present that story again. It begins with a revelation. Thor Heyerdahl had grown up terrified by water.
And with very good reasons, because at the age of 5, I was playing with some bigger boys near an ice hole in a frozen lake. And the big boys were jumping from the solid ice out to drifting blocks.
Young Thor fell through the ice, and for a while, he didn't come back out.
I tried to get up through the black hole, and that was solid ice. I bumped my nose and my head. And then I don't remember more until some big boys got hold of my boots and pulled me out. So that was the beginning of my experience with deep water.
Thor Heyerdahl was a young boy back in the days right after World War I. By the time the next World War had passed, he'd grown to manhood and conquered his water fears. In 1947, he set out across the Pacific for the islands of Polynesia on a balsa wood raft called the Contiki. He was trying to show that his theory about the migrations of prehistoric peoples might be valid, a theory inspired by his own work as a research scientist.
I realized that there were certain cultivated plants that man had brought from South America to Polynesia before the Europeans came. So I was sure that in pre-Columbian times, South America must have had a population who could navigate in the open ocean.
His theories are perfectly reasonable theories. They might be wrong.
Daniel Sandweiss teaches anthropology at the University of Maine and has worked with Heyerdahl on archaeological digs in Peru.
Some of them certainly are wrong, but they've inspired a tremendous amount of work, including among those scientists who were most offended by his ideas.
Heyerdahl's ideas involve one of history's great puzzles, social evolution. Modern humans have existed for at least 100,000 years, but it wasn't till just about 7,000 years ago that cities appeared, along with many other advances, all fairly quickly and in many places. Why? Well, says Daniel Sandweiss, most scholars doubt that it was mere coincidence.
Diffusionism is the idea that certain innovations among people spread from contact between one group and another, rather than being independently invented.
Thor Heyerdahl's research observations about plant dispersal in the Pacific got him thinking about diffusion and other seeming confluences.
How comes that the Maya say that the 0 year recalculated into our calendar system comes out at 3,113 before Christ. And that's only 6 years different from the Hindu calendar system on the other side of the Indian Ocean. What happened with this sudden blow of civilization?
He speculated that South Americans might have diffused westward across the Pacific to the islands that they found there. Impossible, scoffed the experts. So Heyerdahl and a 5-man crew built the Contiki and sailed out from Peru. After more than 3 months and 4,000 miles, the Contiki found its destination, the coral ramparts of a South Sea island, which turned out to be the most dangerous moment of all.
The surf rose higher than the top of the mast of the raft, and we were first thrown against the reef, and the waves broke down upon us from above. And we were sucked out 12 times and thrown up on the reef again. and the last wave threw us so far up that the next just pushed us in over the reef. It couldn't have been more horrible. I'm grateful that we all are alive.
They had proved that ancient South Americans might have crossed the Pacific, and they'd thrilled the world as well. Heyerdahl's film of his adventures won an Oscar in 1953. Still, popular success didn't help with the many academic critics. Most continue to spurn his theory. Some complain that he is a dreamer, lacking proper credentials, accomplished mostly at promoting himself.
Something that, unfortunately, most academic archaeologists are not very good at doing.
Anthropologist Daniel Sandweiss.
But if you actually look at the corpus of Heyerdahl's work, it's really quite scientific. And although in some ways he's largely self-taught, he is a careful reader and has been interacting with scientists on a regular basis for so many years that he frankly knows more than most of us. I think it's clear that he's going to be remembered as one of the great explorers of this century, or indeed of all historic time that we know about. Not only for what he did, but for the way his work has inspired so many people.
And if there is a lasting inspiration that he wants to leave now, it's concern for the place where we all live, including the part of it that he'd feared so much as a child.
If we are going to survive on this tiny little planet that you can sail from one continent to another on a raft in a few weeks, then we have to collaborate. That's the only way of survival, otherwise we are going to sink together.
Explorer Tor Heyerdahl, from an interview conducted in 1999, 3 years before his death. His balsa wood raft, Contiki, landed on an atoll in French Polynesia 60 years ago today.